This is Consortium Channel 5, Moonbase Reports and Broadcasts. Brought to you by the Ensoyment family of products. Ensoy yourself!
Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Honey, the gang's coming over for a dungeon crawl. What snacks have we got for my party? My husband. They'll play until midnight and never stop for a meal. Good thing I stocked up on him soyment winglet fries. Here you go, honey!
I could have sworn we phased those out. What happened to the riblets and soybecue sauce?
Perception check. I sent another basket of winglet fries.
Hey, darling. Is she with anyone?
Welcome to the offices of Enclave Vice President Monica Parker.
I know.
You are not listed on today's schedule of appointments.
I guarantee she's expecting me.
You are not listed on today's schedule of appointments.
Don't get me wrong, I love to listen to you talk, but I'll just let myself in.
That is an unauthorized activation of your security device.
I'll make it up to you.
Keep looking. I want to know what they've gotten into. End transmission. At least close the door after you break into my office.
Sarah? You sent for me?
I don't like the way you talk to my reception bot.
I'll keep that in mind.
Would you get over here? I'm not shouting across a room to you.
Yes, sir.
I haven't heard your final report on the shutdown.
My apologies, sir. I've got that almost ready. The conflict between the enclaves took a lot of my attention.
Don't give me that. You knew that was a distraction from day one. When I gave you the operation, we already owned both sides.
It was a significant expenditure of effort and personnel in order to maintain the appearance that we were...
You're giving me the biggest headache. I do not care. Moonbase Theta.
Yes. The shutdown sequence is complete.
You have confirmation.
Included in my report.
Well, that's something. The other Megas are waiting for my report that it's safely under wraps.
You have my assurance, sir.
There were a lot of frantic messages back and forth after that Roger jackass showed up at Base Delta. A lot of CEOs after my head, which of course means they were after your head.
There was no way that could have been predicted.
Certainly not by an officer who fell for that ploy with the asteroid.
Now, just a minute.
I think the Sinopec reps are still laughing. They wanted the project out of your hands right then. I put them off, and a few weeks later, your comms lead, a communication officer, makes their way to a near side base and...
And that could not have been predicted. Decisions were taken out of my hands. I didn't stop sending their supply rockets. I didn't shut down their satellite access. Those choices came down from above.
From my office, you mean? I made those calls. And if you intend to question them, we can have that conversation.
No, sir.
It's all said and done now, anyway. If Theta shutdown is complete, and you tell me it is...
Moonbase Theta has been shut down.
There you are. That's all I needed from you. You can let yourself out.
Sir?
The same door you broke in. Don't talk to the bot on your way.
What about my other projects? We've shut down every freehold within 1,000 clicks. The ensoyment campaign has been going by—
Don't waste my time with irrelevancies.
Irrelevancies? I don't think you understand what I've accomplished.
I don't think you understand your position. What you've accomplished was designed to be shit.
Excuse me?
You took 2 of our best enclaves and ran them into the ground. I don't care. That's exactly what we put you there to do.
Sarah?
Rio? Sao Paulo? Do you think we didn't know you would fuck them? You're our example to everywhere, if they don't straighten up. And then there's Base Theta. We brought you in to break things. It's your special skill.
Now, just a minute. This doesn't all come down on me. You signed off on every move I made. Like you said, you made the calls. And things up here don't look so well managed. There's an awful lot of empty offices.
You'll never see your name on one. You don't have the first idea what's going on at this level. The enclaves, the megacorporations, the balance of power. The Moonbase program was a catastrophe, an economic debacle, and placing blame will be everyone's favorite party game for the next decade. You were in there, for sure. You had your little part to play. But now it's done, and you are irrelevant.
Don't you underestimate. You throw me to the wolves, I'll take you right down with me.
The wolves? As if you were useful now, even as a scapegoat. Your enclaves are in ruin. Your work on the moon is a global embarrassment. Your projects are the most pointless I could assign.
That's what you say now, but...
Ensoyment is a flash in the pan. Those factories will go under within months. And the freeholds. The only thing you've done there is interrupt my supply chain for Peaberry Coffee, which is enough reason to push the button on you here and now. You're lucky they took out my supervillain trapdoors in the last renovation.
You've got to be kidding.
Maybe I am. You can take my sense of humor as a sign of your slight reprieve for the moment. Only slight. Only barely. You'll go back to your hole in space administration and do the work I send you. You still answer to me, and you'll be digging anything useful from the rubble here until the day you die. Or we let you retire, which is the best you can hope for.
What makes you think the consortium will last that long? What makes you think you'll last that long?
I don't think you understand. If every part of this goes tits up, if every mega comes falling down, I have a mountain.
What's that?
I own a mountain. It's in the Sierra de Pecrema. It's been fully stocked for a decade. Just waiting. There's a 100-meter waterfall. What have you got if things fall apart? That's what I thought. Get out of my office. Tell the bot to send in a fresh carafe of coffee. That's all you tell them.
Oh, we're at what? Week -4? -5? Minus something now. And all you can find in the kitchen are raw proteins. This does not bode well for my refined palate. Ugh, how can this be slimy and gritty at the same time? That coffee better be ready soon. Oh, yeah. Alex, hi again. Hope you enjoyed that breakfast review. It's been quite the time up here the last few days. I'd forgotten about people. Well, not you, love, you know. People. Sure, Tumnus is like people, but not. Well, don't tell her I said that. I mean, when you're ever on the moon. Anyway, she knows not to...
Oh! Roger, I'm sorry. Was I...
No, just having some of these delicious breakfast proteins before the supply runs low. Help yourself.
Thank you, but I'd rather not. Soy products give me hives.
That's unfortunate, all things considered up here.
You know, I keep a case of granola bars back at the lab.
I wish I'd known that.
You probably didn't check the biohazards cabinet. I just wanted to slip in early while there's still...
Coffee! Coffee, 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 coffee!
Damn it!
Gods, this is awful. The worst.
Seriously?
Did I make it before Dr. Day? Damn it. Could you at least use a mug so we could have the pot? At least tell me there's something other than raw proteins. Pardon me, Roger.
No, it's a communal kitchen. Commune.
Sitting there in silence, so they asked me, what type of music do you listen to? And before I could reply, it's a hard question, okay? Music is a big, important thing. They said, of course, rock. And I like a good pun just as much as the next nerd, but a good pun. So I dumped a beer in their lap. 6 months later, we're still together.
I see.
Sorry, you did ask about relationships.
I meant within the confines of our moon base.
I don't spend much time around this lot. Can you blame me?
Dr. Day! Dr. Day! If you give back the pot!
Not a chance. Stay back, mammal trash.
But it's empty.
Look, if you could just move, I'll get out and you can do whatever this is without my...
Hey, clown troop. Oh, sorry, Roger. I didn't see you there in the corner. I don't mean you or you, Tumnus. Just this bunch.
You don't have to be insulting to get our attention.
I know. It just saves time.
I've never tried being a clown. I wonder what the benefits are like.
I just thought we should touch base for a minute before I head out. I'll be spending the day in the mining tunnels if anyone wanted to join me for a stroll.
Oh, could you pass the pudding bars?
As I thought. I've heard there was an unexpected collapse during the shutdown, and I want to take a look for myself. But we didn't finish our discussion yesterday, and you're not making decisions without me. Wait, who's missing?
Where is Dr. Serrano? She's usually first to the kitchen.
Oh, she's been sleeping in the lab to guard her test subjects.
How can you eat those?
And we're off track already.
Dr. Simon, with all respect, perhaps I should conduct this discussion?
Oh, please do. I like your bow tie, by the way.
Oh. Thank you. Now, it's been a bit of time now, together. And we should discuss who might be next on the list for revivification.
Before we do that...
Edwin, if I could continue.
Before we do any of that, I believe we should discuss...
I know where you're going, and that is on the list.
We need to discuss basic supplies and food rationing.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Food rationing. As there will be no more supply rockets, a proper inventory and resource distribution plan is needed.
And that is on the list. Now, I suggest we return to our previous discussion, focusing on members of agriculture and maintenance, who could... Dr. Day, what are you doing?
Oh, I thought I'd make more coffee. Does anyone want some?
Could you please...
Are you planning to share this time?
Oh, make mine a latte.
Enough! Back to the matter at hand.
So, none for you, Chris?
Agriculture and maintenance. Who will run the farm?
Before it's raw proteins for every meal.
And who will manage resource inventory and upkeep the very points Dr. Just has just mentioned?
Thank you.
I'll need assistance switching the mining back over, which is technically maintenance as well.
What about a medic?
Oh, all right. That's a fair consideration. I'll add that to the list.
I mean, right now. I burned my finger on the hot plate.
Roger, do you have your hand up?
I'd just like to have a hall pass, if I could. Excuse me. Pardon. Behind you.
Can I at least get someone to kiss it and make it better?
Dr. Day.
Well, that was particularly painful.
I am increasingly concerned.
You and me both. They are getting way out of control.
Does anyone know what happened to the rest of the chocolate?
We need assistance, now more than ever.
So you're really going to do this?
I don't see another choice.
Unless we want that group of bozos to run the circus. I mean, when we talked about it at first, you didn't think it was doable. What's changed?
I have recorded Dr. Just discussing the process while he worked on a stasis pod.
I hope it was the tardigrades.
He demonstrated the steps where a subject might be held mid-revival for repair.
You didn't tell him. Of course you didn't. So you can bring her out partway and same as with the stasis pod, just follow the schematics. But Humpty Dumpty together again? Well, don't tell Wilder I called her Dumpty.
Yes and no. It is not simply a matter of following instructions. An operating physician spends years in training, experiences hundreds of surgical procedures before taking charge themselves. There are aspects you can only learn by doing.
This is starting to sound a little bit familiar.
Indeed. I have already set up the simulation.
Okay. I'm game. When do I scrub up?
I think you should stay out here. My processing capabilities will be fully consumed with parallel simulations for... It is difficult to predict. Numerous hours.
Blen, someone should keep an eye on things out here.
Okay. All right, now, if you do not follow parliamentary procedure, I will blow my top.
I've got it. But you'll be okay in there for all that time alone?
I assure you, I will not be alone.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Begin stasis pod simulation. Insert medical information for crew member Wilder, maintenance lead. Update to final scan as of December 14, 2098. Visual analysis is somehow different from analyzing the data. All right. As per updated procedural notes from Dr. Edwin Just, perform revivification, holding at process step 14. Body temperature, 20.2 degrees Celsius. Vital signs, stable. The hold is successful. Now, to proceed with reconstruction. Yes. Resume recorded notes from Enclave cybernetic therapist Lark Apoidia.
In the case of complete system failure or extreme physical distress, remind me to tell you later about patient Zed, who wrecked his transtibial on a roller coaster. They are not kidding when they say hands and feet inside the carriage.
Skip forward.
The ideal solution is to, well, swap the limb out, at least temporarily. Attempting major repairs while the interface is still... Interfacing is not ideal.
Agreed.
But hey, it's not a perfect world. Or, you know, a perfect moon, if that's where you happen to be. Let's look at emergency repairs for those less-than-perfect environments. A modified spinal block will be required for most major reconstructions. You can switch off connections via the Neuralink, just like hitting a light switch, but you'll need to shut down the system's security protocols first. I only had to learn that lesson once.
Neuralink. Identified and under my control. Connections temporarily halted. There appear to be no security protocols in place. Tag for review after simulation is complete. Full scan of all cybernetic system software and the related Cortex applications. Proceed.
The interface is probably a good place to begin, as damage here can result in loss of muscular, neural, and myoelectrical connections necessary to the overall unit.
Attempt 13. Logged. Failure. Interface repairs will not hold. Reset simulation. Replay previous attempt to time setting 2:16:43. Resume.
Bonding of the silicone lining to the interface must be complete, while allowing connections to line up precisely.
Bonding is precise.
And I do mean precise. You don't want to be digging inside somebody's ankle to fix that when they wake up. I had a patient, call them C. I didn't know they were a kickboxer.
Bonding is precise. Connections appear complete. Commence testing. Attempt 14. Logged. Failure. Proper connections were not made. Reset simulation. Damn it. Attempt 312. Logged. Failure. Interface repairs are holding, but the socket fractures did not. Reset simulation. Replay to time setting 4:11:13. Resume.
Socket replacement is recommended, as this point is key for load transmission stability and control. You do not want to see someone's transradial flop to the side like a chicken wing. Oh, patient Q, you never did use that gift card.
Could she just...
Sorry, a socket fractures.
Thank you.
If you don't have access to a fabrication facility, you can attempt a metal stitching repair by the following method.
All right. Attempting metal stitching of the socket fractures again. Attempt 902. Logged. Failure. The repair path is successful to those microprocessor replacements just above the elbow. Reset simulation, replay to 520 or so.
The microprocessors, those can be a little bit tricky.
Do you think?
Here's a little trick I figured out when patient W wouldn't stop flexing.
Stop playback. I remember. Just let me make the connections. Just let me... Damn it! Pause simulation. Just stay paused. Attempt 903. Logged. Failure. Play music, Bliss Pop track by Lavender. Music off. Well, shit. Attempt 1645. No go. Mark it down. The motor controls in the terminal device in Wilder's hand have been a real pain in the ass. And I don't even have an ass. Nice one, Tumnus. I don't even have an ass. Reset simulation. Replay to... You know where it went wrong the last time. You know what we're doing here.
The adjustment of the... I call them tendons, but the replacement is actually...
Fine. Fine. Attempt... Whatever that was, thing, 1860, you had to admit we're getting closer every time. Lark, where does that leave us?
The final phase of a successful reconstruction is a step-by-step reboot of the entire neural link. You'd think this would be simple, but I could tell you some stories.
What about patient Zed? When do you come back to patient Zed? I want to know what happened. All right, Tumnus, old bean. Here we go. You've got this.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing this now? Where you couldn't wait until morning? Well, theoretical morning. It's dark phase. I don't expect you to wait for...
Roger! Mix Brigada Fisher, my friend! My partner in crime! I suppose we are partners in crime now. Not quite what you sang about, but close enough.
Tumnus?
Son of Adam, how would it be if you came and had tea with me?
Something seems different.
I thought we deserved a bit of whimsy. It was a long, long, long day figuring this out. An absolute pain in the ass. I said that earlier, somewhere in the 1600s. A pain in the ass. And I don't even have an S. It sounds funnier now that you're here.
Is there some way you're drunk?
Not as such, but I admit I feel affected. Changed. It was a long day, Roger. A long, long day.
How long? I mean, I know we did about 130 repetitions altogether, sorting out the stasis pod. I'm guessing you went around a few more times on this.
2613, actually.
I figured it was a bit more involved. Wait. Give me that again?
2613 running in parallel with an average simulation time of 7 hours, 50 minutes.
That's gotta be years. I mean, from your point of view.
Almost 2.5.
And you're doing almost. That's new, too. 2.5 years running simulations. I guess it's not surprising if you changed a little.
I do feel different. I do feel, which is different.
Do you need to, I don't know, take some time to adjust before...
Oh, I'm fully adjusted. 1 minute to, 1 minute, and then we'll... Sorry, task reminder. I wanted to scan the software and the apps before we bring Wilder back, just being safe. When I went in, there weren't any of the usual security protocols. I'm wrong. There were security protocols, but they had been...
deactivated.
How did you know?
Michelle left a message before he put himself under. I don't know why he felt like he needed to confess to me, but he got in there and did some tampering.
That would violate several of the terms of service.
What a guy, huh?
I'll fix that on my way out, but... she's not going to be happy.
Yeah, I don't envy you breaking that news.
Why am I telling her?
She might kill me. She might kill him.
Those are good points.
You're sighing now, too?
You owe me, Brigado Fisher.
Well, that's pretty well established. We're still going to do this thing?
What other choice have we got?
Whoa, those are new.
Not really, but I've never used them outside the observatory.
Color me impressed, but another plot point to note when this turns into a horror show. Oh no, the computer has... what do you call those things? Claws? Pincers?
The technical name is servo manipulators, but I'm just calling them... hands. My hands. Need a hand? All hands on deck!
If you had those, why did I have to fix the stasis pods?
I didn't have much experience then. You've been using your hands a lot longer.
You got me there, but now you've got another 2.5 years of experience in creepy robot claws. Put that on your resume.
But I do need your help, partner.
In crime. Don't forget the crime. What can I do?
What you do best. While I make the repairs, talk to me.
Okay, like reading the instructions, giving you the news and surface temperature, a quick sense-around review?
Anything. I'm feeling less sure of myself. An unexpected part of my becoming.
Somebody should have warned you.
I could use a distraction.
Well, ask anyone. Distractions are my special skill. Whenever you're ready.
I suppose... no time like this time.
I feel like I should mop your brow, but you haven't got one.
Not as funny as my joke about the ass.
It's hard to beat a good ass joke. Okay, you do your thing. I'm gonna Did I ever tell you about my dogs, Cass and Paul, Castor and Pollux? I picked the names when Alex brought them home, because they're twins, though I was thinking more about the stars than mythological figures. Anyway, Cass, she's the moody one. She sits outside the door and yowls for attention while Paul is up in your face. She's the one you have to earn her love, you know what I mean? You have to work for it. Paul, if you've got a treat or you're holding the ball, you could be a burglar and still...
Roger, you can wake up now. We're done. Light takes the tree, but who can tell us how? The lonely worm climbs up a winding stair.
I wake to sleep and take my waking slow. Hrothga at this hour is dirty pool. It's done? As Wilder...
The surgery is done. She's still coming out of stasis.
It all went okay?
I think so. I was able to add additional stabilizers and upgrade the link into the neural network. Better than okay, if we're lucky.
What time is it? Did I finish my story?
You drifted off around the part with the puppies.
Oh, the puppies.
Thank you for staying here with me.
Sure, I mean, we're in this together.
Roger and Thomas, the dynamic duo. Roger and Thomas. Hello? Wilder?
I know what you're thinking. But I woke up like this.
Do you feel well? Are you okay? All your vitals are stable.
Yeah. Do I know you?
It's okay. You're still on base, Theta. You're on the moon.
Roger. Why the hell did you... Wait, how the hell did you... Someone's got a lot of explaining to... Eliza? Darling, is that you? You sound all kinds of better. Does anyone have a can of pop?
You've just listened to Moonbase Theta Out. This episode featured Jen Ponton, Lehman Kessler, David S. Deer, Dallas Wheatley, Sarah Ray Werner, Shireen Lonnie Eunice, DJ Silvis, Shade Oyemakinawa, Neris Howell, Claudia Elvidge, and Tina Daniels. Special guest appearances by Sean Howard and Eli Hamada McElveen. Consortium announcer is played by Evan Tess Murray. Sound design and editing by Will Gianetta. Written by DJ Silvis. And produced by DJ Silvis and Cass McPhee. Our associate producers are Timothy Legrone, Marty Chidorik, and Sarah Mueller. A huge thank you to all of our Season 3 supporters on Seed and Spark. Our audio shout-out this week goes to Manda Whitney with Room Escape Divas, a podcast by escape enthusiasts who have done far more escape rooms than they'd like to admit. Check out inversegenius.com/roomescapedivas and follow at Manda Whitney, MandaWhitney on Twitter. We also depend on our Patreon backers to make the show possible. For as little as $1 a month, you could join them and get early episode access, special features, and that great feeling of knowing you're making awesome audio fiction possible. Check us out at patreon.com/monkeymanproductions. Our theme music is Star by the band Ramp. Check them out at ramp-music.net. Transcripts, cast bios, additional music attribution, and more are found on our website, monkeymanproductions.com. Looking for other great audio drama? Visit fableandfolly.com to learn all about the other shows on our network. Our recommendation this week is a bit of a genre switch, but something we've enjoyed a lot, Super Idols RPG, an actual play podcast set in a world of teen idols with superpowers. You can find it in all the apps or at superidolsrpg.wordpress.com. That's it for now. We'll be back in 2 weeks and a whole new year. Happy almost 2021 when this airs. Until the next part of our story, stay safe, be good to each other, and tell excellent stories.
Okay.
Consortium Channel 5 ends our broadcast day with a final message. Honor all curfews, listen to security, and keep watching the moon.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
I'm Carlotta Botox, actress, thinktress, and influenceress, and I'm spilling all the tea on Hollywood.
Name?
Carlotta Botox.
B-O-T-O-X. Spell the first name.
It's actually Botox. B-E-A-U-T-O-X.
Of course it is. First name?
Botox is actually my last name. My first name...
Okay there, who's on first? I know it's your last name. Now I want you to spell your first name.
Oh, Carlotta. It's C-A-R, as in the automobile. L-O-T-T-A, like lot of talent.
Wow. Just wow.
There's also an umlaut.
The f*** is an umlaut?
It's two dots and it goes over
the... Okay, Carlotta, two dots. Just take a seat over there. We'll call you when we're ready. Meanwhile, we'll gird our loins.
Check out the Carlotta Botox Chronicles, available now on Apple Podcasts or your favorite podcatcher.